Oil prices are rising, and experts say they could be at a four-year high later this summer. They're pointing to several factors: strong demand, falling global supply, and a number of geopolitical issues for the higher prices that you're seeing at the gas pump. But this is also a big deal for airlines and what they charge you for a ticket. American Airlines CEO Doug Parker said this weekend that the company will likely pass those costs on to customers if oil prices continue to climb. Jill Schlesinger is business analyst with CBS News, and she's host of Jill on Money. Hi, Jill.
Hello.
The International Air Transport Association, it's a group that represents about 300 carriers, said this year is going to be less profitable than airlines expected, largely because of those fuel costs. So how closely are CEOs watching the price of oil?
Yeah, well, that's an important commodity to them. So we know that rising oil prices impacts jet fuel. And also, I should say that wages, both of those together, rising prices and wages, are putting pressure on the margins of these air carriers. Profits at the world's biggest airlines are expected to dip this year, and that is according to the IATA. They say the profit forecast for 2018 down by 12% from its December estimate. About $34 billion. So pretty good numbers, but it would represent a drop from 2017. That was a record profit year for the airlines, $38
billion. So let's connect the dots. Does that mean that we're all going to be paying more next time we want to go somewhere?
Not necessarily. You know, I will say that while a lot of the airlines are warning about this, so far it hasn't been horrible. They've all penciled in somewhere a range, a 3 to 5% increase in on average in fares from 2017 to 2018. We know that from a lot of their earnings calls. So that's why we get that information. I should tell you, there was this wild stat from that industry group. Round trip airfare on average before surcharges and tax, average, $380.
Mm-hmm, that
sounds
right.
Doesn't sound bad, right?
Yeah.
It's 59% below 1998 levels after
really?
You adjust for inflation.
Wow.
So that's amazing.
Well, I was going to ask you, you talk about how the margins are so tight. So, you know, are you implying that the airlines, if they're trying to find ways to cut costs in other places, that they're basically not going to be able to do it? I mean, they've kind of taken away everything. They've made their airplanes as light as possible. Is there anywhere else for them to make up ground?
Well, I think that there's this thing called load factor of each aircraft. And one of the reasons airlines have been so profitable and been able to kind of weather the slow increase in oil prices is that they increase the occupancy or the load factor of every aircraft. So that means...
Much to our displeasure, of course.
I was going to say, I am 5'11", so believe me, I feel this. This is rough. But they also have done things by decreasing the number of flights for small and medium-sized hubs. And so we know that the total number of scheduled departures in those small, medium-sized hubs have dropped by almost a third since 2005. So fuller flights, fewer flights.
Yeah.
This is not great for us.
Real quickly, Jill, Southwest Airlines says bookings have fallen in part because of that fatal accident back in April. How's Southwest doing?
Well, you know, look, the company said that the accident definitely made some people gun shy from buying flights, but bookings are worse than expected at Southwest. They are saying that is because of revenue trends and higher oil prices. We don't know. That's what they tell us.
All right, Jill Schlesinger with CBS News. Thanks very much, as always.
Take care.